Thank you so much, David. I'll take it from here. How are we doing today? Is it Braden or Braden?
Brendan.
Brendan, gotcha. How are we doing today, Brendan?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's a Friday. Woke up today, so it's a happy day all around.
Yep, that's right.
I know you were just speaking with David. He's one of my greatest mapping coordinators. He does do a decent job of going over the basics of the program here, but I did want to get on the line with you to go a little more in-depth as to what we do here for your business. Did you have any questions for me before I jump in here, aside from pricing?
I basically just wanted, there's already all these, like, people calling me left and right about, like, the business aspect of things, which, whatever. Mm-hmm. Honestly, you guys are included in that, but, I would just like to, it sounds like you can put me up on Google to be, like, one of the first ones. Like, if someone Googles gutter cleaning near me. And I know you guys are based out of California, but in Westchester, New York, and everything north of where I live, I just want someone to Google gutter cleaning near me, and then I come up.
And you pop up.
And then I want,
yes, sir.
Yeah. And so that's basically what it sounded like you guys are doing. That's why I even kind of went ahead with the call. So, if you could explain that to me, and then whatever else you got, I guess, but.
Absolutely. So what we do here is we take your business, right? If you don't have a Google profile, we do build one for you. We get that verified, but you do have one on Google at the moment, 18 reviews, 5 stars. So it's looking great so far. What we do here is we streamline your entire Google footprint into the first page. So that's your local map section. So the main specialization here is that we don't just throw you on the first page. We maintain your first page placement, so you do not rotate off of that page as long as you're being programmed by Local Splash. The way that we do this is we do a complete local optimization setup, top to bottom. So that does include getting you put in the top 5 directories. So we do not just Google, we do run your Facebook ad campaign as well. We create the Apple map section and the advanced Yelp listing. Those go hand in hand together. And we create your Bing Local and the initial content for that. So that's for people who don't use Google. They can still book business with you on Bing. Once we're done with that, we do get you exposure that covers mobile devices as well as computers. But more than that, we optimize 20 of your keywords for 3 things. Geo-targeting, it's just your location. Smart targeting, it's just your AI, your Siri, your voice activation. And your language targeting. Okay? Then we get that placed up in front of the people that are looking for your work. Specific locations and throughout your peak hours of business. Okay? Now, what we say when we, optimize your keywords here, you hit it right on the head earlier in the conversation. You type in a keyword and location, you pop up on that list. Now, for your category, there's another option that you might have available here that might be more beneficial for you. Do you only do the gutter cleaning, or do you do glass and mirror cleaning, power pressure washing, rooftop skylights? Do you do that as well?
No, it's just the gutter cleaning.
It's just the gutter cleaning? Okay. So, in terms of the first page placement, have you run a Google or a Facebook ad campaign before? I see you have your business page here.
No, I haven't.
No? Okay. So with your Facebook advertising campaign, your team doesn't make, like, timeline posts. They don't make the stories. They don't post pictures or videos or anything like that. You'd still be responsible for that aspect of everything. But what your team does is they specialize the content for your ad campaign. That's a smart targeted ad campaign. So if anybody in your area makes their own post, views a story, or it even talks about needing gutter cleaning, your ad pops up on their Facebook feed. They can click to message you directly, or they can click to go to your website. Make sense?
Even if they talk about it?
Yes, sir. That actually happens with you as well in everyday life. So have you ever, like, sat down and you were discussing anything with somebody? It doesn't matter what it was.
Yeah,
and then about 30 minutes later, you pop on Facebook? So that's the AI algorithm. It's voice activated. It's on Android. It's on Apple. It's on Nooks, e-readers, your laptop. It's on everything now. So when somebody types in even on Google, Gutter, right? It's going to pick that up, smart target an ad, and throw it on their Facebook feed. That's how that happens.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
All right. Now everything here is month to month. Okay. I know a lot of people fear contracts. We don't do contracts here. We earn your business. It's why we're the leading in the industry. It's why we've been in business for 20 years. It's all flat rate. Okay. No hidden dime, nickels, or anything like that. You'd be at a flat rate of just $2.99. It's month to month. Now these, program does come with a one-time setup fee. It's just $99. So your only upfront cost is $3.98. And it's just $2.99 month to month.
Okay. I really just want to get, like, if someone Googles gutter cleaning near me, that's really the only thing I want to get on. I mean, like, is there like a separate fee for that, or like this is all encompassing?
Yeah, so that is exactly what this program is. When somebody types in gutter cleaning near me, you're going to always be on that first page. Always going to be on that first page. A way you can actually verify that is if you do the same thing for our business, right? Don't type in local splash, right? It's not about knowing the business name. Type in SEO, which is the keyword, Fountain Valley. You're going to see local splash on the first page. We use that same system for your business as well. And we're always going to be on the first page. We don't rotate.
Okay. What is it called? SEO Fountain Valley?
Yes, sir.
All right. You guys are second, but it's still up there.
Yes, sir. Nobody can promise you first place. I want to make sure, you know, it doesn't matter who the company is or how good of the ties they have with Google. Nobody can promise first place. It's all algorithm based. Not even Google. If they were to call you directly, which is near impossible, they cannot offer you first place.
Okay.
First page. All right.
It's first page though, so it's the top four basically.
Correct. Yes, sir. So you're always going to see local splash on that first page, whether we're first place, third place, or fourth place. But we're always going to be on that first page. Yes, sir. And that's how it works for your business.
Okay. So when I was doing Angie's List, I was getting calls from people from like the Bronx, from Manhattan, like Harlem. I want nothing to do with any of that down there. So I just basically want to be, because sometimes it's like a radius, right? So I'm so close to New York City that I like my radius would pick that up immediately. I want everything to be north of where I am. Is that something that you guys would be able to do?
North, yes, sir. So we're talking about, because you said you don't want to go Bronx side. So we're talking like Hopewell Junction, like towards that area, Newburgh, New Windsor.
Yeah, but like not even. Like that's like far, you know. Like,
that's still kind of
literally
far.
Okay. Yeah, like if you can see Yonkers, like basically, it's, I don't know if you were looking at the map, kind of.
Yeah, we have Yonkers. So Yonkers and New Rochelle are at your, like, border. That's where the bottom border is for your area that you're covering.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay,
yeah,
and then so it goes up to Mammon, forgive me if I say this wrong, Mamaroneck?
Yeah. Mamaroneck, yeah.
Okay. And then we have Rye, Port Chester, Greenwich, and then it cuts directly past New Canaan, cuts directly past Ridgefield up through South Salem, and then you have that go directly across over to Peeksville, you pass over the Hudson River, and you're coming down back to Yonkers.
You pass over the Hudson River?
Yeah, so the border that you have for your coverage right now is right on the other side. It's like right in New York City, like right on the edge there, right when you pass the river.
What do you mean where I have now?
So the area that it's showing for your Google business profile that you're covering?
Can I edit that? Or is that something you guys have to edit?
Yeah. So did you, so that's what I was asking earlier. Did you create this Google business profile for your business?
I mean, I think so.
Okay. Okay. So you can adjust the radius.
I don't think anyone else would have created it, you know? I mean, I think I created it.
Well, just in case, like, because sometimes they have, like, an IT guy that they know somewhere, right? Some guy in school or some friend or constituent that they have build one for them. So that's why.
Oh, actually, you know what? I think I did have someone do that, yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. So we do want to put the control back into your hands here. It's one of the first things we do here. But yeah, once you do have the access to all of that, right, which you should be able to get into your Google business profile, you'll see your radius here. It's not even a circle. It's like an oblong trapezoid kind of thing that you have going for your coverage here. But it stops at, when I say it crosses over the river, it stops at Valley Cottage. So you have like Congers, Upper Nyack, and then it cuts directly down. You don't reach Alpine, but it's in that.
Okay.
That's where it cuts down to Yonkers. So is that what you mean when you don't want to touch into like the Bronx area and things like that? Because this is actually moving into New Jersey too.
Yeah, I could do New Jersey too. Is there a way that I could see that on my end?
Yeah. If you type in your phone number on Google and just hit enter, it'll bring up your Google business profile there. And then just click on the map that's on your profile. You'll actually see the weird trapezoid before you click that. But when you click it, it'll give you a broader map for you.
Type in my phone number.
Mm-hmm. And then just hit enter.
Now all I... Yep. And then there's supposed to be a map.
Yeah, so do you see the Google business profile for Bravest Gutter Cleaning?
Yep.
Okay, so right above your company name, you'll see like a small map. You'll say like New Haven, Bridgeport, Stamford, New Rochelle. Just click that.
No, I don't see that. There's nothing above it. It just has my website, and then underneath it has, you know, the Google thing with all the reviews. And it just has overview, about, reviews, call, website, share, save.
Wow. So it doesn't show you the map. Okay. So that definitely means you don't have full access to your Google profile. Okay. So here, really quickly, actually, what's a good email for you? I'll go ahead and send you over a quick snap of it.
Sure. It's BCAO, or actually no, it's bravestgutters@gmail.com.
@gmail.
BRAVESTGUTTERS.
All right, perfect. So let me go ahead and get this cut for you. See if I can get all the areas in there too. I want you to be able to see all the little sub areas you have in there. All right. There we go. And I'm going to draw a little line around your border here. There we go. Okay. Let's go ahead and save that. And that is the Yonkers coverage. Give me one more moment. Sorry about that. Doing it all manually.
No problem.
And that would be map of your coverage. There we go. Yonkers coverage. Okay, sending that over for you right now. Just let me know when you receive that.
All right. Let's see.
It'll be from Aubrey Browning. That's me.
Okay. All right, I got it here. Okay, so that's my profile, huh?
Yes, sir. This is your Google Business profile here, and this is your actual map border coverage. So this is like the coverage you actually have listed for your area. So this is what I was talking about when I was saying you're a little bit over the river. This is what I meant here.
Yeah.
That straight line cuts from that corner straight down through Valley College and right down to Yonkers. Then it goes over through Mount Vernon to that corner in New Rochelle, tracks all the way up past New Canaan, and then over through Ridgefield, which connects to Peach Lake. That's your other corner. So what? So
okay.
The understanding I was getting was you were trying to push this border farther north, but not as far as, like, Kent Cliffs.
Honestly, this is kind of exactly where I want it to be. So I probably had talked to my buddy that does it, and he set it up for me. So
perfect.
So basically,
perfect.
So I would to access this, though, I would need to, I'm sure, talk to him, the guy who set everything up. Now, so then I guess so everything we talked about, like the pricing and all that, that would just encompass this area then, correct?
Correct. So anybody in that entire area, that trapezoid you see there, anytime they type in any of your keywords, you're popping on first page. Now, if there are areas in there, like you were mentioning earlier, I don't know if the Bronx is in that little cut there across the river. I couldn't zoom in close enough. But let's say in that little spot there across the river, there are some areas you don't want your listing to appear. We're going to pull those out of your radius. So what'll happen when they do type in gutters near me, gutter cleaning near me, they're going to have to go through pages on pages to find your business. Everybody else will see you on the first page.
Okay. Yeah. So there's that, and then there's and it's monthly. So it's two. I mean, there's a startup fee, and then it's $2.99.
Correct. Yes, sir.
And okay, that actually kind of works because it's like a seasonal gig. So I'm really only working from now until the end of like December. All right. End of December. So that actually might work. But what about the Facebook and stuff like that? You mentioned something about the Facebook and all that.
Yes, sir. So we do run a Facebook ad campaign. Now, we don't, since you already have a Facebook page, we don't have to build you one. But what we would do here, they don't make posts. They don't do timelines or stories or anything like that. But what they do is they run your dedicated smart targeted ad campaign. So anybody in that same area, even so much as talks about needing gutter cleaning or makes a post about gutter cleaning or looks at a story about gutter cleaning, they're going to get your Facebook advertising right there on their timeline.
Okay. All right. So then that would be on me to kind of set up my profile and everything, but then all of the whatever AI stuff would kind of work for you guys.
Well, if you would want your meta team to you know, build more upon your page, they can do that. It's one of their specializations, but only on your green light, right? They don't want to just jump in there and make a bunch of changes on what we think is right for your business. Only things you want to change are changed on your business page. Aside from that, they're dedicated to your smart targeted ad campaign. And that actually works in your favor because we do offer seasonal holds for your listing. So you're actually in a really good position.
Well, you said that it's just month to month anyway, right?
Yes, sir.
So, why would there even be a, like, can you explain to me, like, the hold process then? Because why would there be a hold if, you know, it's just month to month anyway?
Yeah, so that comes down to how you run your business, right? There are some roofers who completely take off the snowy seasons because you obviously can't get on a roof when it's snowing, right? So they put on a seasonal hold. You have it pretty much just ensures you don't lose your listing or anything like that.
You mean in like the future?
Yeah, it's just like hitting a pause button.
So I can say right now to you, like, oh, I would want, I would want it for November, or yeah, what month are we in? October. So like now to like whatever this time frame in, or let's start it in October. So October, November, December, but it's still charged monthly, but I would be on that for the month, correct? For those 3 months, and then it could pause until I wanted to start up again?
Correct. Well, you would have to pause it, but yes, absolutely.
Oh, okay. And how would I go about pausing it? Because, well, it's monthly anyway, though, right? So it's paused every month.
Yes. Well, it's not paused every month. It never pauses. That's why I was saying you would have to pause it. But it is still month to month, yes. Yeah, so you can do that through your app. So your local splash dashboard, right? It's what we provide for you. So you can go through your analytics, see your business competitors' analytics, right? Track your new phone calls, things like that. It also allows you to make these kind of changes, any promotions you want to make, but it also, of course, allows us to block spam calls off your local listing. Yes, sir.
Okay. Honestly, man, I just want my name to come up when people Google me. So
that's exactly what
like
that does.
That's really, yeah. I mean, you're talking about like making like a local splash account and stuff like that. I mean, like,
no, sir.
I'm not really like,
no. This isn't like Angie, right? We don't have to paste our name on everything we do for you. This is partnering with your business to get it where it needs to be. So you're not going to see local splash watermarks or, you know, presented by local splash on anything we do for you.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I guess I could try it out for the month and see how it goes. I would be, if it goes well, I would be into using it like for the whole time, that I'm doing the cleanings. It's basically in the spring and in the fall. So, I wouldn't mind, you know, keeping the listing on for that or pausing it and starting it. But yeah, I mean, I guess I wouldn't mind, doing it. I did Angie's List for the first like month or whatever, or 2 months or 3 months, and I hated it. And I got no business.
That's what we always hear.
Yeah,
that's what we hear a lot when it comes to Angie.
So, yeah, I would like not have an experience like that. So.
Absolutely. I just want to go through a few things just to make sure how we're going to project everything for you is 100% correct. For Bravest Cutters Cleaning, do you put LLC at the end of that on business cards, wrappings, things like that?
No, I'm kind of I think I might change it to, like, Bravest Gutters, just so it's, like, Bravest Gutters, that's it. But right now the LLC's name is Bravest Gutter Cleaning, yeah, LLC.
Okay. I see your Google profile doesn't have LLC on it. Would you want us to make that change?
You guys would have access to like the Google, profile then, like, that might, it's not my buddy. It's a guy that like runs my website that he like started it. So he has, you would have access to that then too?
He would have access. We would have access. You would have access. Yes, sir.
Okay. Are you able to show me how I would be able to get access? I mean, I'm going to go through the whole thing with you, but you have to send me that email just so I could see it, you know? So I feel like I don't really have access to it right now.
Gotcha. So when you say send a shot of how you would get access, can you, Could just expand on that a little for me. That's a little confusing.
Well, like before when you were like, I'll put your number in, you know, you just look at the map where your Bravest Gutter Cleaning is. I wasn't able to do that, you know, so I would say I don't have access to it. But now that, and then you're saying like, oh, if he would have access, you would have access, and I would have access. I just don't see how I have access because I physically can't do it even right now when I'm looking at it.
Gotcha. So we might be thinking about this a little incorrectly. Okay. So it's not like anybody's gaining master access to your Google profile, right? It's not like we can rip it down. It's not like we can do anything like that, right? The reason we can see your map, we're a partner with Google. Of course they provide us with that information, right? So once we do get you locked and loaded, right, we start your programming, we get your client interview out of the way, which is just your content editing and quality control, and you meet your account manager. That happens within your first 3 days. They're going to be able to show all of that to you, right? Exactly what you're going to see in your dashboard, exactly what you'll now be able to see for your Google profile, and they'll go through all of that with you step by step. They don't want any kind of hangups, so they go through each step with you. Does that make sense? So you're, okay. What you're asking for, you are going to receive. It's just there's specialized teams to go through each and every individual piece so you understand everything. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Okay. As far as, so that was something that'll be something that I could meet with, or I'll have like a meeting with somebody about. Again, I'm very simple. I just kind of wanted to come up there first. And if this is what I have to do to get through that, then, that's okay. As far as, so I guess I'm still a little confused on the pausing or whatnot. It's an automatic payment unless you pause it, correct?
Correct. Mm-hmm. It is an automatic renewal each month. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. And then once you pause it, it's paused until you start it up again.
Flip it back on. Yes, sir. And that's as easy as opening your dashboard and unpausing. Yes, sir.
And would I be able to set it up for like November and December is really popular, and then like May and June is really popular. So could I just like turn it on for those 2 months and then turn it off for the rest of the months?
Absolutely. And it still saves your position. Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah. I think I'd like to do it. Honestly, dude, like, I don't know. You get all these phone calls all the time about your business and stuff, but I was trying to do some research on how to get it first up on Google. And I mean, I guess it's good. So I want to try it out. And then you said you can block spam calls too.
Yes, sir. So what that means, anybody outside of your little trapezoid there, nobody is calling in, right? If they do call
even
in,
they
Google
give like
virtual assistant. Oh yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
I was just gonna say, even if they have like the little AI thing where it like gives you your area code, but then they're calling and it's not these guys. Kind of like what you guys did, what you guys did, where you have the 845 phone number, but it's you're calling from California.
Yeah. So ours is a little different. We do use voice over IP. That's more to save on cost of everything all the calls we make throughout the day. We make thousands of calls throughout the day. So it saves on costs. It's like having 100 lines for Verizon at $60 versus having those same number of lines for 25 cents. You know what I mean? But for stable virtual assistants, Google assistants, things like that, those are blocked off of your local listing. People outside of your service area also blocked from your listing.
Well, I mean, if someone calls me from outside my area, which is like more north than where my line is there, it's not like they're not like they're going to be blocked. Like they could still call me, but they're just not going to be able to see it. Like a normal person, not like a AI robot or something, or like
exactly.
That call.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. And then if, you know, for those calls that do happen to slip through, right, because no system is 100%, right, but for those calls that do slip through, you can easily just block those numbers, right? right from your dashboard, just like that.
All
right. I want you to see the system at play here. I definitely want to help get your business where it should be here, especially with that first page placement. I'm sure you're ready to secure the position here. We do have everything in line, except for the address. I want to make sure, because I don't see one on your profile here. I'm assuming that's the home office.
Yeah, it's my, I have an address. I do have an address, but the address is a P.O. box, like basically down the road. So I don't really use my home address.
Okay. That I just assume so, because it's not on your Google profile. We always want to hide home addresses. Don't want clients showing up at your house.
But I would be willing to put the P.O. box on there so people can see, like, okay, it's in. Because right now I'm just looking at it just says gutter service. It doesn't say, like, where I'm based out of or anything. So if it could say, like, Bronxville right there or something, I think that would be good. But I guess I don't know if that's something you guys do. But
Let me just make a quick note here because we certainly can.
Yeah. Not Bronx, but Bronxville. It's
Bronxville.
B-R-O-N. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. And then your base is Yonkers. New York. Your zip code is 10704. That's also not on your Google profile. I'm just assuming from the area.
Yeah. That is my home address zip code. The Bronxville zip code is 10708. I don't know if that would help.
Gotcha. 10708. All right. And then you are on Eastern Standard.
I'm sorry, and this zip code, not
there. Yeah, this is 10708. Gotcha. And then the preferred client call number, that's still the 845-222-3640? There's no preferred number, different number? Okay, perfect.
I haven't. I just definitely got up. That's just my cell phone, but it's a small business right now, so I don't mind.
Okay. Perfect. And then we have first name Brendan, last name, forgive me if I pronounce this incorrectly, Kaoili?
Yep. C-A-O, C-A-O-I-L-I, Kaoili, yep.
All right, perfect. It embarrasses me when I don't pronounce names right.
Yeah, it's all good.
All right, excellent. The next thing I want to do is make sure you have your security question in place. So this is for if you have to reset your password to your dashboard, but also because with increased visibility, naturally third-party vendors not related to Local Splash are bound to call in. We create the security question and have you save our headquarters number as Local Splash so you know the calls are coming from us, okay?
Sure.
All right. So you have three to choose from here. You can use first pet name, city you were born in, or mother's maiden name?
You can put first pet's name. It's Shannon.
S-H-A-N-N-O-N?
Yep.
All right, perfect. So this will always be lowercase, okay? If you have to reset your password, if you have to put in your security answer for any reason, it's Shannon, all lowercase, okay?
Okay.
All right. Perfect. And then for the billing address, all of that is the same as the home address that you have hidden from Google as well?
Is my home address? Yeah, it's 35 Henderson Avenue. Can you see that?
Oh, hold on 1 second. I heard 35 Henderson. Give me 1 second. I have to put it in manually. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Can you see that there or no?
Not on your Google profile. No, that's not on your Google profile here. Let me see what the address is we do have. Yeah, 35 Henderson Avenue, Unit B.
Okay. And was that, you got that from my Google or?
So I'm actually seeing this came from the, let me see here. Contact us. Okay, so we got that from the contact us from Google. They have that set there.
Okay.
So that's all the same for the billing. New York, Yonkers, 10708. Oh, the billing information for the zip code. Is that the 10708 or is that the 1070, what was it, 4 was the other one?
Yeah, for me, for the home address, it's 10704.
Okay. 10704. All right, perfect. And then is it going to be MasterCard, Visa?
It's going to be a Visa. Yeah, so, I mean, it hasn't been set up yet, like, to pay. I mean, obviously everything. But I pay now, and then you guys would call me later and figure it out?
No. So, remember when I mentioned your client interview, right? So, let me give you a brief timeline here, okay? So, within your first 3 days, the moment we sign you on here, we want to set what's called your client interview. So, this is where you meet your account manager, your Google team, your Meta team. They do want to go over content editing, quality control, and all the little bits and pieces to make sure everything goes in smoothly. That takes place within your first 3 days, right? So if you don't have time today, we set it for tomorrow, et cetera. By the end of your first week here with us, we have your directory submissions already out, already live, and already done. So that's your advanced Yelp and Apple Maps. That's your Bing Local, right? By the end of your second week, your Facebook ads are fully active, running and live. Your website and everything else is fully optimized for your DBP. And then, of course, by your 45th day, that's when you're seeing that first page ranking appear. And that's when you're going to see that maintenance of that first page ranking. Yes, sir.
Oh, so it takes 45 days for it to go through?
Correct. Well, not to go through. That'll be going through and becoming ranked are two different verbiages. So it's going to be live well before that. It's the ranking.
Yeah, but like being first, you know, like being the top, you know, 3 or 4 on Google, that takes 45 days.
The minimum 45, yes, sir. And that's cutting the industry standard in half. It's supposed to take 3 months. Being a Google partner, we get that done in half the time for you. Yes, sir.
And then what happens, like, if you pause, though? If you pause, once you start to pause, is that going to take another 45 days?
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Oh, okay.
That's what I was saying when I was saying your position is still secure when you pause it. That's what that means. Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. All right. So technically, I guess, until I talk to the crew or whatnot, it's not going to go live or show up there for what, October, November, till like mid-November.
Oh, we're going to be working on that even while you're going through, you're talking to the other guy and going through all of that. It doesn't stop us at all from doing your campaign.
Okay. All right. I'm just trying to figure out a timeline,
any questions?
I guess.
Oh, yeah. Any questions you have? Yeah. Right. I want to make sure it's all as clear as possible for you.
Yeah. So after that 45 days, which would be mid-November if we started October 1st, then that's going to be when people would start seeing me on the top 4 list on Google. Until I pause it, and then after, let's say, the winter, I start it again, then they would see it pretty much right away. And I can do that all through the app that you guys have.
Correct. Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. All right. I wish it was, I guess it just takes 45 days. So, I kind of wish I did it like a month or two ago, but, all right. And I'm still charged, starting now. But like before the 45 days, correct? For like all the other stuff, I guess?
Correct.
So I pretty much have to be on this like 2 months at least for it to like fully work and go through.
We do ask that you stick with us for 60 days, yes, to see all of your results come to fruition. We do ask that you give us a maximum of 60 days. Stick with us, watch the system at work, and then you'll begin seeing those results.
All right. I think we could do it. I mean, you're obviously the sales manager and whatnot and setting me up, you know. You had your cold caller and then you had but I mean, you really do recommend it. Like, it's like a good thing where, like, the people that you've had in the past have gotten customers out of it and whatnot.
Yes, sir. And the thing here is that it opens you up for other services that you'll have available for you, like Google Guaranteed, right? Google Ads. These kind of things, when you have your Google listing, your world opens up to these. So once you see that we're actually bringing in, right, those organic leads, you're seeing that minimum 200% ROI that most of our clients see across the board, then you can begin taking on qualified leads through Google Guaranteed. But the reason I didn't suggest that for your business is because you only take on gutter cleaning, right? In order for that to be successful for your business, we have to have at least two other categories in there, right? Like glass and mirror cleaning, power washing, roof and skylight. That's why I asked you that at the beginning.
Okay. All right. It's just one niche, you know, so there's just the gutter cleaning, and then if it comes down to it, usually the customers were asking me about like gutter guards, and I do that too, but I mean, really, you just need to get the gutter cleaning first, so that's what I focus on.
Okay. I mean, would you want us to add in a side feature in your business description for gutter guards, or is that just something you go based on request?
No, I mean, you can add that in for sure. But it's not like the three things, though. Like you just said, you needed three things for that?
Yes, sir.
Yes, I only have the two, basically.
Okay, all right, no problem.
Is that all right if it's supposed to be three, but I only have two?
For Google Guaranteed, like I said, we want your category to be as successful as possible. So when you're getting in their screen leads, right, you might get somebody who calls in for you to do their skylight. Well, you don't do that. It's not like you're going to pay for that lead. It wouldn't be qualified. It's not work you do. But now you're sitting on your hands because you're getting a bunch of calls for work you don't do. You know what I mean? It's not very advantageous for your business at the moment. But that's not saying if you don't add pressure washing or if you add rooftop and skylight cleaning, window cleaning, we'll be able to put you in the window cleaning category for, you know, Google Guaranteed leads. But the last thing I want for your business is for you to get a bunch of dead air.
Wait, I'm sorry. This in particular, what we're doing, this isn't like leads or anything, right? Like, I'm not paying for leads.
No, sir.
The leads is for the next thing that you were talking about, right?
Exactly.
Where you pay for a lead, because I'm like kind of out on that.
Yeah,
but this
is not pay per lead. What we're talking about now is not pay per lead. No, sir.
Okay. All right. Good. Thank you. I'm sorry. I just want to make sure that it's all good before I just do it. I mean, I'm in New York and you're in California, and I'm, you know, so I'm just trying to make sure that everything's good to go.
Absolutely. I have no problem with that. I'm here to make sure it's all in order for you.
Okay. All right. Good.
All right, perfect. And then you said MasterCard, right? Or was it Visa?
I'm going to use Visa, yeah.
Visa, okay. All right, and then I'm ready for the number when you are.
Sure, hold on one sec. So it's basically going to be $400 right now, but it's $300 monthly, right?
Yes, $398 and $299. I know folks like to round up, but we literally, it's flat rate here.
Okay. So it's, my card number is 42. 416-3154-1393-9271.
All right, just to make sure I have that correct for you, that's
4246-3154-1393-9271. Yep, that's it.
All right, perfect. And the expiration?
129.
January 2029. All right, and the CV?
424.
All right, perfect. So before I process that for you here, I do want to go through our voice verification. So it's just another added layer of protection, and it outlines the service agreement between us, okay?
Sure.
All right. If I am going a little too fast or if there's something in there that doesn't make sense, stop me, and I'll go ahead and break it down for you, okay?
Okay, yeah, no worries.
All right. So welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Davis Gutter Cleaning.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Brendan Kowilly, owner.
All right, and you are authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
All right, and you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
All right, so to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash? I'll provide our 877 number in a moment.
Yes.
All right, so please save our 877 number as Local Splash under your contacts. Just let me know when you're ready. I'll give that number for you.
Yeah, hold on a second. When you're saying be like, you know, active or whatnot, that's just like basically answering the phone and on the app and stuff, right?
No. So being responsive to phone calls from Local Splash. So like, you know, for your client interview, we have to get in contact with you to go through your, you know, client interview, for example. Or if we have to send out an email for something that you have to update or we need a document of some kind, things like that.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Just clarifying. Yep. I'm ready for the number.
All right. That's 877-635-6225. That's also our headquarters number.
Okay. Local Splash?
Yes, sir. All right.
Okay.
And then as a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. We provide your security question and have you save our number for that very reason. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
All right. And as part of the verification process, it is essential that Local Splash receive the required business documents in a timely manner. So this may include business license, proof of insurance, Google guaranteed application. You don't have to worry about that. And any other items recommended for GBP verification, I'll send over an email that has that list for you. We kindly ask these documents be submitted within the first 7 days. Failure to provide necessary documentation within this time frame may result in delays or suspension of the account. That doesn't mean your Google account. That means this account right here that we're talking on. And that's just until
okay.
We get the documents for you, okay? Do you agree to submit these within 7 days?
Yes. Yep. There's in New York and West, I have the I have like insurance. I'm fully insured. There's actually no licensing in Westchester County for gutter cleaning because it's not considered under like handyman. So I don't technically have like a license for Westchester County. So I hope that's all right. But there is physically like no license that I can get because they just don't have one.
Okay. Yeah. No problem. So that's just showing us your DBA LLC just to let us know that's the industry you're in. That's all.
Okay, yeah. All right. Yeah, I have all that.
All right, perfect. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. That is the 26th of November in the amount of $398. Okay? This is a two-month verbal agreement. Your monthly payments will automatically renew on the same day each month in the amount of $299. So that's the 26th of each month, okay? This is a monthly recurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. That's still our 877 number. To speak with a live representative. To prevent charges on your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Keep in mind, Local Splash is international, and we do have representatives all over the world at your service. Do you agree and understand the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right, perfect. Stand by for me here really quickly. You're going to receive 3 emails from me. One will be your Local Splash initial invoice. The other will be welcome to Local Splash. And then I'm going to go ahead and set your client interview here. Give me one moment. Okay, so the first email has been sent. Let me know if you receive that. It'll just say Local Splash initial invoice.
All right, just waiting for it here.
And that's sent to bravestgutters@gmail.com. And while that is coming in, let me make sure I send over the actions needed for you for your pictures. All right, perfect. And the welcome to Local Splash email sent out as well.
All right, let me see. Okay, yep, I see him.
All right, perfect. So your welcome to Local Splash email will have your username for your dashboard. So that'll just be your phone number. And it'll also provide a temporary password in there for you. I would suggest changing it to something you're familiar with. I can't tell you how many times folks forgot that it is a temporary password and reset it anyway. So, yeah, definitely go ahead and set it to a familiar password for you. The action needed pictures for Google verification, we can go through that during your client interview, okay, and we'll set that on our calendar in a moment. But the Local Splash initial invoice, go ahead and click that for me.
Okay.
And you'll see a little click here, blue link, go ahead and click that. That'll open up your terms of experience.
Okay.
All right, so I want you to go through and make sure, you know, spelling, area, number, how your business is shown there. I want you to make sure all of that looks correct for you. Then you'll see 3 checkboxes. Go ahead and check those. You'll see 2 orange boxes to sign and date. You'll have to turn your phone sideways to hit submit, but then you just hit submit, and it'll take you directly to your dashboard. Your dashboard may ask you if you want to activate. Please ignore that. Your client interview team will go over that with you, okay?
All right. So just click all the agree, I certify, I acknowledge, and then confirm?
Yes, sir. If it doesn't let you do it while your phone is upright, you'll just have to turn it sideways. I have no idea why it does that.
Oh, it says type your name, right?
You have to sign and date. Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah, now it says, welcome to Local Splash. Sign in with your credentials.
Perfect. So you can go ahead and sign in. Again, you're not going to see anything yet. We haven't started anything. But it might prompt you to activate such and such. Just ignore that. Don't click any of that. Okay?
So it says, so my username is my phone number, and then what's the password?
So the temporary, I wouldn't know that. The temporary password is in the email, the Welcome to Local Splash email. It'll be right under the username. So it should say, here are your credentials, and it'll say username, and it'll list your phone number, and it'll say password, and it'll have some form of password there for you.
Okay.
So let me know if you don't see it. I want to make sure you can access your dashboard.
Yeah. No, I see it now.
Okay.
All right. And then you said you could change it, right?
Yes, sir.
All right,
perfect. And then let me go ahead and refresh your account here and make sure the terms and conditions came through to me. And then while that's doing that,
You guys have an app as well, right?
Yes, Local Splash Dashboard. Yes, sir.
Okay, so I could just use that then a little bit easier than doing this in the future.
Okay, and then for your client interview, it's about 45 minutes long. Do you have some time at some point today? Will you have about 45 minutes of free time?
Yes.
Okay, let's see here. I actually have I have a slot for all day. It just comes down to which, you know, when you have a good moment of time on you here, except for 12 p.m., because that's when the company is out on lunch.
Okay. I guess, we're on different hours, too, though. You're three, it's, what is it, 9:30 over there? Or no, 8:30.
PST. So I'm actually on your side of the world. I'm in North Carolina, so I'm right underneath you.
Oh, this last guy was calling from,
our openers, our mapping coordinators, they're all based in California at the headquarters. I'm at the North Carolina office.
Okay. All right, cool. So just not 12. I mean, I guess I could do, like 1 if that works.
1 o'clock. Okay. Let's see. Okay, 1 o'clock. 12:01, so that'd be 10 p.m. or 10 a.m. PST. Okay.
Oh no, I'm in New York, so I'm on the same.
You're EST. Yeah, I have to mentally convert PST. Time zones mess me up. I cannot stand change of time zones. I think we should all just have one universal time. 2223640. And this is Brendan. Lily. Perfect. And then let me go ahead and send over your invite for your client interview. Want to make sure the time looks right for you as well. There we go.
So I can just, now that I'm up on here, I could just kind of use the app too, right? I don't need to.
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
All right, perfect. So just make sure that client interview email got there. Make sure the time looks right. It should be 11 PST, which I believe translates to 1 p.m. for us.
Okay, let's see.
I might actually have to move that back 1 hour. Yeah, it's 10 o'clock. PST is 1 o'clock. Can you tell I hate time zones?
Yeah. This is 11 a.m.
Okay, now it should say 10 a.m. It'll be in PST, but it should say 10 a.m.
Okay, so I'm just waiting on a new email, I'm assuming?
Correct. Yes, sir.
Yeah, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m., but yeah, that would be 1 o'clock here, 10, oh, 12, 1, yeah.
Perfect. Okay. Let's go ahead and get that set in for you there. I'm pretty sure the client team is accepting that now. Perfect. Okay. So you guys are both locked in there. I'm going to go ahead and start making the notations for your team so they can go ahead and have everything ready for when they call you here. Did you have any questions for me while I still have you?
I mean, that's it, I guess, right? I really won't be dealing with you anymore. Not dealing, but, like, talking to you anymore.
Yeah, not particularly, right? I'm not your main point of contact, but I do like to check in on my clients, right? See how you guys are doing. your success is indeed my success. So if that's okay with you, of course, I don't want to just jump into your,
yeah,
your email inbox.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. That'd be cool.
Excellent, excellent. All right. Well, let me be the first here to welcome to the Local Splash family. I am excited to see your results here, just like I am with all of my clients, right? I do want to check in with you here just in a couple weeks, right? Just to, I'll know where your progress is at. I can see that visually in live time, but, you know, I do want to check in with you, see how you're feeling with everything and, you know, make sure everything is okay for you, okay?
Okay. All right. Yeah, sounds good. Thank you.
Absolutely,
I'm sorry, what,
Brendan.
What was your name again? I'm sorry.
My name is Aubrey.
Aubrey. Okay. All right, Aubrey. I'll look out for you. I appreciate it.
Absolutely,
and
Brendan.
And then they'll be calling me today then around 1?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, Aubrey. Thank you.
You're absolutely welcome. We'll catch up soon, okay?
All right. Sounds good. Thanks again.
All right, Brendan. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.